Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
26 minutes past 6 on this Tuesday morning, going for a top of 23 degrees today. We are powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Lots of footy to get into. Matt Crouch, Zach Butters, Mark Bickley's breakdown earlier. 7 o'clock you're going to do that. And it's been, I mean, this has been must-listen to radio, Bix. We've got On The Mark. We have Braden Cook, the chef. Peter Dacos too. And what I want to get from you before we head into the 6:30 news is your thoughts on the defenders over the weekend. You can defend your home against Pest with the team from Murray's.
Yeah, there are lots of good defenders who finished just outside the votes. Really like Mark Keane's game again on the weekend. Took that great mark in the...
A lot of people comparing that to Leo Barry, you star.
Yeah, Mark Keane, you star. But he didn't get in the votes. There were, like I said,
he's been really good though, hasn't he, Mark Keane? He's been a shining light for the Crows, especially the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I think you can go back further than that. You can go back to the Fremantle game. He was the only player who really stood up in that game, and he seems to be growing. He's pretty mobile. He can come off his man in the air, and he kicks it okay as well for someone who didn't grow up kicking our football. So in the end, I went with one vote to Kane Farrell. I thought he was very good on the weekend. Two votes to Josh Worrell. I really liked his game. He's very courageous in the air. Bit of dash off the half-back line as well. But I gave three votes to Dan Houston, who continues to play really good footy across the half-back line for Port Adelaide.
Very impressive. I wouldn't say they got out of jail, Port Adelaide. I think they had a different test on the weekend, and we can chat more about that a little bit later on. But it was good to see them be challenged in a different way.
Well, I think the big one... was there were moments in the game that Fremantle dominated. I think in the second quarter, it was 21 inside 50s to 10. The centre square, they got absolutely pulverised. It was 13 to 6. So isn't it interesting how the game is a leveller? Last week, Port Adelaide dominated Essendon, and people were saying, is this the best midfield in the competition?
Yep.
And then at centre bounce, they got absolutely spanked in that area. So, you just have to keep fronting up, keep being consistent and keep playing to that high level.
We just can't pick anything in football at the moment because Essendon were really poor against Port Adelaide, and then they went out and spanked the Western Bulldogs and they looked like a completely different team.
I might have tipped the West Coast Eagles to win as well, if you remember.
Oh.
Just putting that out there.
No, how does that feel? Good flex. You also tipped against the Crows.
Yep.
But said you did it on purpose so they would win.
And was correct.
Yeah, you can kick termites, rodents and Bickleys into touch and defend your home with the team from Murray's. There is a big show still to come. And we'd love to hear your thoughts from the weekend, what you're looking forward to this weekend too. It's going to be a big round of footy. 1300 736 736 if you want to give us a call. It is SENSA. Thanks to Tyre Power.